Last week, the Georgia Beat Board had a chance to meet with some Pro Start students, and Suzanne Black said it was great to work with them.
You know, it was my first time working with a student since it's my first year around the calendar here with the Georgia Beat Board, but those students are so eager to learn, and it was great to draw them in. We had a Jeopardy game that we've used at other events before, and they're really engaged and they're intrigued about the trivia, not only about nutrition aspect of the food that they're learning to cook, but also about our industry. They love to hear how many head of cattle we had in the state of Georgia and different facts like that. And we gave out samples, just a simple beefy cheese dip, but they grabbed the recipe and they were great, engaging in conversation and wanting to learn.
And then this week, she says there is another event they will be involved with.
This week is the Georgia Nutrition Council's annual conference, and we are always a sponsor of them to make sure that they have a snack with beef included, so we're always excited about that and to work with them. So they have a great conference packed with some great guest speakers, and we love to be a part of that and be able to make some contact with those influencers.
And as Suzanne says, they are good examples of how checkoff dollars are being used here in the state.
You know, we always try to spread those dollars and use those efficiently. And that goes everywhere from the culinary sector all the way to our influencers such as nutritionists. It's always, you know, a constant thing that we're trying to do to make sure that we get out there and we do our job of promotion and education of beef in the state of Georgia.
For more information, contact the Georgia Beef Board office in Macon. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.